Hey, Scarecasters. It's Saturday afternoon and it's raining outside. And it's the perfect time for me to settle down and tell you all a bedtime story. Today I'm reading The Man I Saw Through My Night Vision Scope by Perpetual Connection. Now I'm a hunter. I like to hunt wild boar specifically. Though I have been deer hunting and have been known to get a turkey for Thanksgiving, I mostly hunt boar. For those of you that don't know, boar are a big problem in the United States. A sow can have 2 litters a year. And it's not uncommon for a litter to consist of 10 or more pigs. Given that pigs eat anything and everything, it's not hard to see why the Department of Fish and Wildlife makes it legal to hunt them with almost no restrictions. In my state, it's illegal to hunt most large mammals with night or thermal vision scopes, with the exception of boar and coyote. I'd been saving for a year, mostly fun money. It's hard to explain to your wife that a scope that cost literally twice as much as the rifle was worth it. But I did it. I took it to a range and sighted it in. There was an area that was peppered with boar activity that I knew would be perfect for a night hunt. It was easily accessible with my truck, with easy-to-find spots that I could set up that overlooked a large, easy-to-navigate clearing. The night started uneventful. Mostly me tinkering with my new toy, cycling through the settings. I was a little impatient. I'd spotted multiple deer, but they were out of season. And like I mentioned earlier, my current setup wasn't legal for deer. I moved to another spot I'd seen a few days earlier. That probably wasn't that much better than my first, but it gave me something to do and a new angle to look around with my new scope. After an hour or so of glossing the area, it dawned on me. This spot doesn't have much animal activity at all. No rabbit or owls. The deer that I'd seen were hundreds of yards from where I was. Why was this pocket of land so dead at night, but lively in the day? I'd set up around 10 p.m., it was about 2 a.m. when I started to think about packing up, maybe setting up a target before I left, and taking some practice shots. It was at this point where I heard a crunch come from the direction I came from. I panned my scope over and saw the silhouette of a small bear pushing through the bushes. It's important to note that my scope isn't exactly night vision. It's a thermal scope. Kind of like a black and white version of what you'd see in Predator movies. I adjusted my range and zoomed in a little. And I remember jolting a little when I saw that what it wasn't really a bear. It was a man. Because he was so low and hunched over, I thought I was looking at a young bear. Is that a game warden? It couldn't be. I would have seen the headlights coming up the road from where I was perched. And where could he have walked from? I was 30 miles away from anything and on public lands. I was about to call out when I adjusted my sights and noticed that he was naked. No shoes, pants, or anything. I remember being disturbed by his movements, like a squirrel or something. Twitchy and grabbing at the foliage, sniffing around and palming the tree. Was that my tree? The one I'd been leaning against earlier? The thought terrified me. Could he smell me? Then he did something I still have nightmares about today. He squatted and placed his hands in the dirt between his feet and stared straight up like a dog. Mid-howl. And then I heard it. a voice coming from that direction. A very compelling female voice.
Help! I'm lost!
There was a long pause, but neither of us moved a muscle. The center of my sights was trained at the dirt in front of his feet. I couldn't bring myself to aim directly at another person. It went against everything I'd been taught about firearms. Were they lost? Was this some guy that just gone crazy out there? Why was his voice so feminine?
Help! Please! I can't walk!
The voice called out. That's when I called bullshit. Not only could he walk, when I first saw him, he was traversing the land with ease for a naked person. So good I mistook him for a bear. That's a fucking trap. This guy is trying to lure me to him with a damsel in distress routine. Luckily, the lack of activity before had caused me to pack up most of my gear. I think I may have left behind a hat or a sitting pad, but I didn't give a shit at that moment. I took my eyes off him for a moment to get my pack on. I buckled my chest strap and scrambled for my rifle. To my horror, he was in the same position, but his face was staring in my direction. I swear that I saw him smile. How the hell had he heard me get up and put my gear on? He must have been easily 150 yards away.
Fuck off!
I screamed in that direction. He stood upright, and it hit me how tall and skinny he was. He was easily 6 feet and very lean. Took a couple of long strides in my direction, and I instinctively set a round off, sailing above his head into the tree line. He was freaky as hell, but he hadn't really threatened me. And besides, what the hell would I tell the cops? I was unwilling and unready to shoot someone. He stopped dead in his tracks and hunched down on all fours.
The next one would fuck you up! Go away!
He stood on all fours, and this time, I had my sights trained on the center of him. His eyes were just above the grass like a large cat or something. I was trying to stop my trembling, and I knew that my voice had a little crack on my last warning. I was terrified. That standoff probably only lasted a minute or two, maybe less. But it felt like forever. In an instant, he bolted left towards the tree line opposite the road. So much for not being able to walk. He was moving so damn fast I couldn't even keep my scope on him. He disappeared into the brush, and I sent another bullet sailing high in his direction. I racked another round and tried to pocket that mag and swap for a fresh one. But I dropped it and didn't bother looking for it. I wasn't far from my truck and I wanted to get the hell out of there. As I approached my truck, I could hear him in the distance, yelling in this weird sound that could have been a laugh or a cry. I scrambled up the trail and arrived at my truck breathless. I tossed my gear in the cab, but kept the rifle in my passenger seat and sped off. For the longest time, I told that story from the perspective of having spotted some deranged crackhead living off the land like some kind of caveman. I reported it to the fish and game, but all they did was scold me for hunting at night alone, and I never received an update. It wasn't until I told this story at a camping trip that my nephew told me about wendigos, rakes, and skinwalkers. My story scared the piss out of him because the spot we were camping was technically the same forest I seen the bastard, just 50 miles east of it. He was so spooked that his mom/my cousin had to come pick him up and take him home, and she was really pissed. I've definitely gone down the rabbit hole telling this scary story. I'm not saying that what I saw was a Wendigo or a skinwalker. I'm saying that if such a thing exists, I may have dodged quite the bullet that night. Or maybe it was just a tweaker being Donnie Thornberry in the middle of the night. Either way, I thought I'd share this story. Believe if you like. These are events that I believe were true, as I recall. And no, I'm not some scary story writer. Thanks for listening, Scarecasters. That was a hell of a scary story. I would love to know what you thought about that story. Was it a Wendigo? Was it a skinwalker? Let me know what you think in the Discord in the description of this episode or video. Also, if you're watching on YouTube, give this video a like and comment what you thought as well. As always, be safe out there. And until next time, peace.